say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just own the facts? Now there's no looking forward.
Whatever we 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Make sure you check out our website, wcfw.fm. Okay, not .com. WCFW.FM, all kinds of blogs on there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to drop my new blog here in a few minutes with a little recap of this great week that we had. Right now, here's EMF.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. Believe.
It's County Crows and Mr. Jones, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. That reminds me, when I was a kid, there was a Mr. Jones that lived right next door to us. And he was not the friendliest guy on the block. I'll just put it that way. When I was in sixth grade, he moved. And I remember before they moved out, he brought over this big box and gave it to my dad. And I overheard him talking to my dad. And I believe he said, "This is all the crap that your kid threw into my yard over the past few years. You can have it back now." My dad just turned around and, well, he gave me that dad look. You know, that one look.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, in fall, with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
B.R. Strand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
B.R. Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
B.R. Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
B.R. Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
CFW.
105.7 CFW. Make sure you have that Civic Media app on your smartphone. You can text us. I get a lot of texts in the morning from listeners. Love to hear from you. You're up listening, where you're at, things like that, questions. Also, you can email us through that. You can access our website through it. And, of course, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Head over to your app store. Grab it. It's free. The Civic Media app. Here's Daryl Hall, John Oates. Now, you make my dreams come true. 105.7 CFW.
What I want.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
So unsure,
I'm on your about it.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. Great conversation this morning out on our Facebook page. I love to hear from you all. You know, make sure you're following us, 1057 CFW on Facebook. Click that like button. Same with my Mike McKay page. This morning I was just curious, what's your favorite time of the day? Steve said early morning, very peaceful. Jared said 5 p.m. I think that might be quitting time. You think? Feel free to share your thoughts. Here's Whitesnake, 105.7 CFW.
Searching for
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. Have you
ever? Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names. And we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say bridge work on Highway 93 in Eau Claire will finally be wrapping up. According to the DOT, work on the bridge over I-94 is scheduled to end the week of November 4th. The over $1 million project has been in progress since July, seeing the replacement of the bridge deck, sidewalks, and bridge joints. One lane of traffic in each direction remained open over the bridge, but the entrance ramp to westbound I-94 was temporarily closed. The bridge was showing signs of deterioration. A St. Paul man accused of helping to hide four corpses at a Dunn County farm has been convicted after a three-day trial. On Wednesday, a jury found Darren Osborne guilty on four counts of being party to hiding a corpse in a cornfield north of Wheeler. Four victims were shot and killed by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, who asked Osborne to help him move the bodies from Minnesota to Wisconsin. Suggs is currently serving a 101-year prison sentence for the murders, and Osborne is facing up to 50 years in prison when sentenced in December. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31. CFW.
CFW. That's going to do it for me, Mike McKay. What a great week it's been. Thank you so much for letting me be part of it. Laura McKenna is in next. She'll keep you company during your work day, your play day, your relaxed day, your, I don't know, welcoming November day, running around the house trying to find all those clocks so you can change them back tomorrow night. Whatever the day might bring you. Hope it's going to be a good one. Have a fantastic weekend. Let's do it again Monday, shall we? I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
You know it.
1057 CFW. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
the fever is.